This is the Wall Street Shuffle.
That's what I call an intro. Much better. Great to have you guys back on the Wall Street Shuffle. If you'd like to join us today, and if you'd like to talk to our good friend, the Mogambo Guru, he is on the line with us, 877-326-3255. Now, people are going to say, now, why do I need to talk to Mogambo? He's just going to tell me about gold, silver, and oil. Folks, 10 years ago, if you listened to him, you'd be rich. Need I say more? How are you, Mogambo?
What more do you want out of a guy? Jeez Louise.
Yeah, I'm just so it's the same, been the same advice for 10 years. So what? Sometimes 10 years worth of the same advice is worth a lot of money.
Yeah, you know, it's you keep on telling people long enough, they'll remember it, and maybe they'll buy some, and maybe they'll save themselves, and maybe they'll thank me, maybe they'll send me a present.
God knows I've thanked you. God knows I bow at the altar of the Mogambo every day.
Thank you very much, and it's very nice of you, and I'm very, very pleased that you're smart enough to have taken good advice when you did.
I'm telling you, I'm going to have those Junior Ranger Mogambo pins. I'm going to have some of those made up and send them to you. I'm never going to get one from you, so I'm going to have to make them up for myself and then send them to you, and then you can send me one back as a present.
Okie doke.
All right.
That sounds fair.
Hey, we got some good stuff to talk about today. You've got an article out today in the Daily Reckoning saying buy silver while it's still relatively cheap. And you saw silver's big move today. You saw gold on a bit of a comeback trail. Hey, Mogambo, silver, where does silver have to go? And why is silver doing what it's doing right now, brother?
Silver is doing what it's doing because there's a gigantic demand and there is no supply. There is a lot of people that are dealers that are out of silver completely. And the mines are basically not putting out as much as they used to, but demand is going through the roof. So that's why the price of silver is going up.
And I keep telling people that really there isn't much inventory of silver above ground as it is. It's not like gold, where most of the gold ever mined essentially is still around in one form or another. Silver is being used and consumed, and there is very little net surplus inventory out there.
You know, Ted Butler, the silver analyst, says that there's 1.4 billion ounces of silver above ground, which sounds like a lot until till he goes on to say that 900 million of those, 900 billion of those ounces is used for industrial processes. So they're using 900 billion ounces a year. I mean, 900 million ounces a year. There's only 1.4 billion ounces above ground. Man, oh, man. And the supply is going down. I mean, all the easy silver has been found. It's getting harder and harder to find silver.
And it's not like gold. I mean, once it's used, silver is gone.
Yes, it's basically consumed in the industrial processes because it's so minuscule in each of the electronic components. It's such a tiny, little bit amount that nobody cares what the price is and if they have to use a lot of it. So, 900 million ounces a year.
Well, you know what? This kind of tells me that people aren't really buying the story of the economic recovery that the central banks of the world are trying to send, because if they really believe there was an economic recovery, they would believe that the consumption of silver would increase dramatically. The supply will not increase. Ergo, silver should be going through the roof. So I get the message that the real players out there don't believe that there's an economic recovery. What do you think?
There's a lot of people buying silver for the investment purposes, too. They see what's going on, but they have no need of money right now, so they're buying silver, so they're stockpiling. This is what always happens at the end of a big boom when it starts going bust. People sell the things that are going bust, and then they're sitting there with a big pile of money. What do I do with this money? Everything is going down except for, hey, silver and gold.
Yeah, that's right. And just to let people know where gold closed at, gold closed at $13.65, but silver closed at $30.39, and its high of the day, let me see, $30.40 was its high of the day. So essentially, gold and silver closed virtually at their highs of the day. And it's funny, with China raising their interest rates, you would think that people would be saying, oh, gold and silver would be going down, not up. Now, that is a bit of an oddity, say, having China's interest rates go up and gold and silver go up at the same time.
I don't know. I think China's interest rates going up is a harbinger of more demand for silver because they're trying to cool an overheating economy, and they're using silver to produce this overheating economy. So silver should be going up. Demand is going through the roof, but there's no supply. But the corruption and the fraud that's going, the naked short selling up in the commodities market has kept the price so low. for so long that it's not a real, like holding a ping pong ball underwater. Let go, what happens? It pops to the surface. That's what's happening with silver.
And why aren't they pursuing that more, Magaba? I mean, people, at least the stories are out there that J.P. Morgan is one of the biggest offenders as far as manipulating the price per ounce of silver, but manipulating it and keeping it down, not up. And that's just such an inverse universe. Why isn't everybody just jumping all over this story?
Well, there's a lot of vested interest in not making a big stink out of things and trying to resolve this thing quietly. So that's one of the reasons why, I suppose. And nobody believes it could be possible. Everybody thinks the government's there to help them and they're going to regulate all these markets. And we got these do-gooder guys working for the FBI. They're rooting out all these corrupt guys. That's not the way it works at all. So it is a go-along to get-along thing. And the Federal Reserve has been actively suppressing the gold market for years. They admitted it, the central bank gold sales. I mean, the Washington Agreement, for crying out loud, they sell hundreds of tons per year, year after year. So that kept the price of gold down, and look what it did. That's the same thing is happening to silver, only more so because the gold's still there and the silver ain't.
All right, brother, my question is the same as it is every week, $10,000, all on silver?
On silver, buddy. On silver. It's almost unbelievable that the price of silver is this low. And then, you know, the fact the silver closed over $30 an ounce is not all that stupendous to me. The fact that it went up almost a dollar today,
yes,
is significant. That's a big move in one day.
You bet. And you know,
it's going to go way up from here.
We're going to be adding a national gold and silver sponsor to the show here pretty soon, and we're not in a position to announce it yet. But when I started learning just a little bit more of what I already knew, we were talking about the government issuing silver coins. And I, for some silly reason, I had forgotten the fact that the government is required to issue those silver coins as long as there is a demand. They must go out and buy silver from foreign countries in order to mint silver coins if there is a demand for those silver coins.
Yes, they are required by law to do it. But, you know, you go along to get along and they run out. They don't want the price to go up. And so they delay delivery. You know, they do all kinds of little things like that. It's unbelievable, Dan. I can't believe that no one else is getting on this thing. Take a look at the historical relationship between gold and silver. Take a look at the 4,500 years of one government after another bankrupting themselves by borrowing themselves into unpayable debt. And what happened then? Gold and silver went to the moon. Every time.
And the historical relationship between gold and silver is about, what, 15 to 1?
About 15, 16 to 1, somewhere in there.
And it would make sense to me that that ratio would get even smaller as the silver supply, the silver inventory, diminishes and the consumption stays the same or increases. It would seem to me as though that ratio would get even smaller from the traditional 15 to 1. And right now, what is it, 50 to 1, 60 to 1? I don't even have the number in front of me.
Somewhere right in there, yeah. It's somewhere right in there. Silver should be selling at about $85 an ounce right now.
Absolutely.
To keep its historical ratio to gold.
Absolutely. It makes no sense whatsoever. And I'll tell you, I like your ping pong ball analogy. When it does happen, I think that J.P. Morgan is going to be in a potload of trouble, my friend.
Well, the Federal Reserve is there to help all its friends. Don't worry about J.P. Morgan. But they just can't do anything about the lack of silver. I mean, there's physical silver we're talking about. We're not talking about dollars that the Federal Reserve can print up anytime they want. The price of silver is going to go up independent of anything the Federal Reserve does.
Well, you know, that would be kind of funny since I now know that the government must print up those silver coins to meet demand. What happens if all of a sudden America realizes we want silver coins? We want the silver eagles, and we want them. Mr. Federal Mint, go print those for me. They have to do it. Now, they can delay delivery, but they can't delay it indefinitely.
No, they can't, but they can always do a force majeure thing, wiggle out of any contract. So no matter what the law says, that they have to do silver, they can get around it any time they want just by ignoring it.
You little force.
So I'm not worried about that so much, to tell you the truth.
You know, I like your style. If you know what a force majeure clause is, then you're my kind of guy. You're a contract guy.
Pleased to know that you are too, Dan.
Well, I think Jerry Jones is going to need to enact that force majeure clause in some of his season ticket sales since they had an act of God this weekend that prohibited them from doing the right thing with their season ticket holders. You know, I keep forgetting about that little folks. You know what the force majeure is, Danny? You know what it is? Yeah. It's an act of God. Basically, it says if something happens beyond anybody's normal expectation of control, all bets are off. So essentially, if I'm not overstating it, Magambo, essentially it says we have a contract unless God interferes, and whether you're an atheist or not, if God interferes, we don't have a contract.
Yeah, it's the old act of God type thing, and other kind of things like that. China sets off a nuclear bomb in Washington. Kind of distracts everybody, so that's kind of a force majeure here. We're not getting paid. Nobody's getting paid, so yeah.
That is one. I can't believe we're doing. Now we're doing contract law here right now. But that force majeure is one thing, and the other one is a contract into perpetuity. Did you guys know that a contract into perpetuity is no contract? You cannot have a contract with an indefinite time period. So if you sign a contract with somebody that says for the rest of my life or for the rest of eternity, I agree to pay you $10 a month, you have no contract. Did you know that?
I knew that.
For the rest of eternity, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
I'd be a little leery to start with there, too.
All right, brother. So I'm on the silver bandwagon, and if I got to pick between gold and oil, what's your next one in line?
Ooh, good question. You know, that's a very good question. I can make a case that that gold would be much, much better than oil.
Really?
But oil is so necessary to so many things, and there's so many people in the developing world that is really gearing up and is selling cars by the millions every day, like China.
Yep.
I mean, it's a staggering amount of cars they have on the road, and all of them need gasoline.
Yep.
So, you know, I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell how things are going to work out, but gold's going to go up. Don't you worry about a thing.
Oh, hey. You haven't heard me complaining for 10 years. And even what have I known you, 4 or 5 years now? And have you ever got a complaint from me in all that time? No.
About what?
About gold.
No.
All right, brother.
I've never complained about making a lot of money, Dan.
I have never done that, and you've been very generous with me. Let me tell everybody where they can find you. It's at thedailyreckoning.com. It's R-E-C-K-O-N-I-N-G for my spelling challenged friends. Magambo is out there, I say every day. You're almost every day, I think so. You can find him out there, and Magambo Guru, also known as Richard Daughtry, and we appreciate it very much. Magambo, we're going to have you on next week, and look forward to it, and we'll keep an eye on the price of gold for you.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it myself, Dan.
Have a great week, brother.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Back in a second with Ron Iannarri, chief strategist at Investitude. And we're going to be talking about what Wall Street's real agenda is. You've got insider trading on the one hand. Who knows? All I know is that Wall Street and Washington are just a little too close for me.